Hizkiah meets the Bidei Shamayim, and therefore the Tashlumin is knocked off, according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, according to Abaye, who has this drasha of Asar. Zohar Shachal Truma amazed it. We saw that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, according to Abaye, when you have Misa Bidei Shamayim, there's no Tashlumin. Comes along Tosus and continues, V'ochel Truma b'shogeg. What if we have the same situation of Zohar Shachal Truma not amazed it, but rather b'shogeg? Here we have a pasuk. The pasuk says that what happens in such a situation? V'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh, he has to pay keren, and v'chamishiso Yosef alav, and he pays keren and chomesh. So Tosus asks, what in the world is going on over here? We just saw that whenever we have a p'tur b'mezid, we have a p'tur b'shogeg. If here, in Zohar Shachal Truma b'mezid, we have a p'tur b'mezid, so over here, this should be knocked off. This should be knocked off. There shouldn't be a chiyuv over here. The noise l'chora, whatever we say, we're extending coming v'drabine into the world of the ason b'dei shamayim. So whatever we say coming v'drabine, we have the expansion from mezid to shogeg, we should say also over here. So it appears to be a problem. That this lechora is a pasuk. Zohar Shachal Truma b'shogeg pays keren b'chomesh, but according to this line of reasoning, you should be pater. Similarly, points out Tosfos, v'hezid b'me'ila l'rebi d'amar b'misa. So let's take the case of a person who is mo'el. This is one case. We have a case of a person who is mo'el. He is nene from hekdesh b'mezid. So here we don't find in the Torah exactly what is the chiyuv of this individual. The Torah doesn't discuss me'ila b'mezid. Torah only talks about me'ila b'shogeg. What is halacha of mo'el b'mezid? So Rav Yehuda Hanasi claims that this person is chayav misa bidei shamayim. That's the sheet of Rav Yehuda Hanasi. So then, this person, let's say there was a box of Cheerios that belonged to Hekdesh, and he went ahead and on purpose, he saw that it said, Hekdesh, don't touch. He took it, and he ate the Cheerios. So, he is chayav misa bidei shamayim. What about the Cheerios? Does he have to pay for the Cheerios? So, what would you say? According to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, according to Abaye, should he pay for the Cheerios? No. Because that's the din, that we're extending the din of kamay midrav aminei to this world of misa bidei shamayim. So we should knock off the tashlumin. But the Torah tells us that if you are mo'el b'shogeg, that's what the Torah is referring to, you didn't know this box of Cheerios belonged to Hekdesh. You thought it belonged to your friend. And you went ahead and ate it. Then the Torah tells us that there's a din of keren v'chomesh. But over here we have the same issue. That the moment that we have a p'tur b'mezid, don't we extend that also to the world of shogeg? The keren v'chomesh should fall off. But the Torah says that you pay keren v'chomesh. What's going on over here? So Tosus answers, D'chayav gzeiras hakosuv hu. That we have to understand that we have two exceptions to the rule. Generally, whenever you have koreis and yisvidi shamayim, that knocks off tashlumin. But here, according to Tosus, we have a gzeira takatuv, that in these two situations of me'ila and of zar sha'ochal truma, in these cases we don't extend mezid to shogeg. Mezid will be pater, but in shogeg the Torah tells us that you pay keren b'chomesh. We bring it back in. You can't go against the pasuk. The Torah tells us that you pay keren b'chomesh. We have an exception to the rule. In other words, that's Tosus's way out of this issue. He points out that l'chora, this is a logical contradiction, but we can have gzeiras hakosuv. So this is gzeiras hakosuv. We have a rule, but we have two exceptions to the rule. You realize that this is not what we would call, the solution we'd like to get to. Is there another answer to this question? Is there another way of explaining why in the world of Zor Shachal Truma B'Shogig, and Mo'ol B'Shogig, that you pay Keren B'Chomesh without saying it's Xeris HaKosuv? Yes?
Without
Tishrei,
Rashi Imsachim.
Excellent. So we saw Rashi Imsachim on Daf Kaftes Amad Aleph, who was bothered by this issue in another case that Tosis is about to bring, in a case of Ochal Chametz Hekdesh during Pesach. And what Rashi points out is that this principle, this expansion of Kamei D'Rabbeinu from the world of Mezid to Shogeg, was only said by Misas Beis Din. Even Rav Nechunya ben Akana, who has a Ptur B'Mezid in Kares, he doesn't extend it to the world of Shogeg. Namely, that there's room to distinguish between the original Kamei D'Rabbeinu, which is expanded even to Shogeg, and the extension of Kamei D'Rabbeinu to the world of Kares and Misas Beis Din, that would only be Mamezid and not B'Shogeg. Even the whole question that Tosfos asked was working off of an assumption that whatever we say in a Kamei D'Rabbeinu, we're going to say also by Rav Nechunya ben Akana. If here we expand, then here we expand. And then Tosfos was bothered, what do we do with these two cases? What can we do? We raise our hands. We have Xeras HaKosuv. Rashi says the problem doesn't get off the ground in the first place, because we don't say Tana de Bechizkiya on Karis. We don't say it on Misas Beis Din. We only say it on Misa Bidei Adam. If you had to choose between, someone woke up in the middle of the night and asked you, gave you these two shitas, the shita of Tosfos and the shita of Rashi. Tosfos says that we extend Tana de Bechizkiya into Karis, and Rashi says we don't. And it would ask you, what would you say at first glance, at first blush? Should it be extended or shouldn't it be extended? What would you say?
Like Rashi.
You'd say like Rashi? I would have said like Tosfos. Why would I have said like Tosfos? Well, I'll ask you in a minute why you said like Rashi.
The friendship between Abai and Rashi.
What is, before we go back to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, what's Rav Nechunya's statement? That we have a principle that Asu es Yom Kippur Kishabbos. That whatever dinim we have in the world of Shabbos, we expand to the world of Yom Kippur. In other words, in Shabbos we have Misas Beis Din, in Yom Kippur we have Kares. Whatever we say here, also Yom Kippur, Kishabbos. So if on Shabbos we have a din of Tana de Bechizkiya, so then we're simply saying that whatever we say by Shabbos, we say by Yom Kippur. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but now we have to understand Rashi. Why would Rashi disagree? And it's not only Rashi, it's a whole slew of Rishonim. If you look with me now, just at the back of the Gemara, now that we've already seen Rashi Shita in Sachim, so on the, if we look at the riff on our sugya, there is no riff on our sugya, but there is a riff on a sugya later on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, where there's a riff and a Baal Hamor and a Ramban. So just look together, just to see the Shita inside, that we're going to see that the Baal Hamor learns differently, but the Ramban, the Milchamos, this is in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, in the pagination that we have, at least that I have in the Rif. It's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines into my Baal Hamor that points out Ela Shmami Nago Amar Rav Nechunya Ela B'Mezid De'ika Kares V'Chiv Misas. However, not in the world of Shogeg, not in the world. It's only in the world of Mezid that where we have the Hekesh between Makei Behema and Makei Adam. That's talking about Misas Beis Din. So when you have Mezid, then we're going to have such a Hekesh. We're not going to apply it to the world of Shogeg. Okay, in any case, the Ramban and Rashi we saw inside in Pesachim Daf Kaftes, and we have the Ramban. These are the two Shitos that say that we do not expand. But the question is, why not expand? If we're saying Yom Kippur is like Sukkot, if we say Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, so why not expand the din of Mezid to the din of Shogeg? So what I'd like to offer you a possibility is that maybe all this depends as to how do we understand this principle of kam lei b'derabba minei. What's behind this principle? Why? If there is a chiyuv of misa, why does the chiyuv of mamon fall off? What does it mean that the chiyuv of mamon falls off? So to see that, what I'd like you to do is to learn together with you a short sugya in Baba Metzia. If anyone has a suggestion before we begin, I'd be happy to hear. How do you understand the principle of kam lei b'derabba minei? Where, what's the problem of being chayav both nefashos and mamonos? Where do we see that the issue? Yes?
If we're saying that the Kiddush HaTam B'Chizkiya, the Kim and the Rabbi, is not just double jeopardy, rather on the Maisa, the Hainu, that when you see someone stabbing someone else, you don't see him tearing his shirt, you see him doing the act of Ritzicha. So it could be, it depends on the Bayi and Rava. If you learn like a Bayi, that is the word of Asom, within the Pasuk is referring also to Karis, so then you can differentiate between Karis and Misa and Misa's Besti. But it could be according to Rava, it's just a hekesh, and chavo the chidusha, and the only chidush is regarding the double jeopardy. But the chidush of Tanda Bechizkiya that's been in the Maisa is only in.
Okay, so let's check as to whether that is true, at least within the world of Rashi. Namely, our problem now is Rashi. Our problem is, if Rashi agrees that in the world coming to Rabbani we have this din of Tanna de Beth Hizkiya, why wouldn't it move over also into the world of Karis? So here on Daf Tzadi Aleph Amad Aleph in Bava Metzia's Perek Socher Es HaPoalim, the Gemara, about 10 lines in, speaks about Ha. Speaks about Tanna Rabbanan. Chosem es hapara. You have the little gimel of the Ein Mishpat. Chosem es hapara v'doshba loke umeshalim. That we know that we have an iser to put a muzzle on a para when it is involved in doing malachos of food. The Torah says that we have such an iser, and such an iser dafka is one of the sources of malchos. Namely, it tells us that any avera which is similar to chasim aspara, which is a lav sheyesh bo maaseh, gets malkos, and the brisa says you pay. So the Gemara asks, how can this be? Ha eino loke umeshalem. We don't have a din of double jeopardy. Amar Abaye hamani Rav Meir hi the Amar loke umeshalem. It's a machlokes. Where we don't have a din of double jeopardy? We don't have a din of double jeopardy by misa and malkos. By Misa and Mamon, but when it comes to Malkos and Mamon, there we can have the double jeopardy. Then the Gemara continues, where it says, Rava Amar, Esnan Osra Torah, Afilu Ba'al Imo. What is the statement of Rava? Rava tells us that we know that the Torah tells us that the wages that a Zona receives for giving her services, that she's not allowed to bring those wages as a korban. Namely, if she's paid with an animal, that animal cannot be brought as a korban. That's called an esnan zona. So Rava says that she cannot bring this animal as a korban, even if we're dealing with a situation where within the znut there was a chiyav of misas bezdin, afilu ba al imo, that we have a situation of a chiyuv of misa, and normally we have a principle of whenever there is misa, kamay b'midrabba minei, then there is no tashlumin. But over here, this is still viewed as an esnan, even in a situation where there would be a chiyuv misa. What and therefore, you know, we have a crack in the world of kamay b'midrabba minei. What exactly is going on over here? So let's look in Rashi. Rava Amar, in the middle of the thin lines, Esnan Osra Torah Afilu Ba'al Imo, a case of Nosan La Taleh Ve'esna, that he gave her for her services, he gave her an animal. The halacha is Esnanhu. That animal has the status of wages, Ve'osr L'Korban, the esnan stamaksiv. Loshna imo, loshna pnuya. That since the Torah doesn't distinguish between the level of isur in znut, so even in situations where the znut itself brings about a chiyuv of misas bezdin, b'chol zot, the animal is asur as a korban. Va'af agav t'itav alei bedina kamon, tainli esnanin, lo mechayavin alei. Where, let's say, the son to say, I don't feel like paying your wages, and she would take him to Bezdin, they would tell, and she would ask for her esnan, Bezdin would not force him to give the esnan, to give the animal, the hakamle bidiraba mine, because we have a prince of coming bidiraba mine. However, ki yahave nihala esnan hu. But if he gives it to her voluntarily, it has a status of esnan. Alma, afilu b'makom misa, nami ramu tashlumin alei. So we see that the principle of kamim midrav minei is not that there is no chiyuv of tashlumin, but rather, ein koach la'onsho bishtayim. But rather, simply that the bezdin does not have the power to force him to pay double jeopardy, to pay tashlumin in the case of misa. Avo yedei shamayim lo yatsa achi yishalem. But we have a chiyuv latzeis yedei shamayim. Di ilo ramu tashlumin alei, because were there not to be a chiyuv bidei shamayim, ki yahav iniyala, when he gave her this esnan, mi have a yesnan, it would not be wages. Matana ba'alma hu diyoyvei, it would be a gift. And so, in terms of the Gemara itself, gabe chosem nami tashlumin ramu alei, elo she'en koch yubezden lo'on shel shtayim. Bekeven the ramu tashlumin alei lo yotzei de chavoso ad sheyishale. So we have one nafgamina in terms of do we have a chiyuv lotzei spidei shamayim, and then Rashi continues inami itafas lo mafkinan minei kach shamati mipi mori zekeni. What is Rashi telling us over here about the principle of kamlei midiraba minei? Through the eyes of Rava, through the eyes over here of Rashi. What is the Gemara telling us? What is the nature of the p'tur of Kamlei Midiraba Minei? Does it mean what Menachem said earlier, that when you do an Aveira, which is so serious that there's a Chiyuv Misa, then there's no Tashlumin on the table?
No.
Certainly not. Certainly not. What then does it mean? Not that Rabbi Menachem is wrong, but not in Rashi. What then does it mean? What is it coming to Rabbi Nei?
It's meaning that the onesh can't force you to do more than...
In other words, it's a din in whom? Who over here, whose hands are tied behind their back? Bezdin. It's a din in Bezdin. Bezdin who normally, shoftin v'shoftin teinecha v'chol sharecha. Bezdin that normally enforces the laws of the Torah. Here, even though we have a law that a person should pay wages, Bezdin can't enforce it in a situation where that person is chayev misa. But if we want to know, are those wages on the table? The answer is certainly. May nafkamina that the wages are on the table, A. And B. May nafkamina that the wages are on the table if Bezdin can't enforce it. Hey, what if she's tofeset? What if she decides, Avid Nishdina Lenashe? I don't need Bezdin, right? This is my son. I have the key to his house. I'll just go in, I'll take the Tala, right? And he says, you're a Gazlan. So he says, no, I'm not a Gazlan. These are my wages. It's true, Bezdin can't enforce them, but I can be tofes. The wages are there, they're owed to me. So I can be tofes. That's B. And what is A, going in the language of Rashi, in the rejection of Rashi? But we have a chiyuv latzeis yedei shamayim. Namely, in a chenami, Bezdin can't enforce it, but if this person plans on going to shamayim, and he doesn't want to have on his head that he owes money, he has to realize that yedei shamayim, this money is owed. This woman, in other words, gave him the benefit of her services, and so he owes her money. And so latzeis yedei shamayim, we have over here a chiyuv. Nafgamina 3, of course, from the Gemara itself, is that therefore, if this woman either was tofes the esnan, or he gave it to her voluntarily, because he wanted to be Yotze Lidei Shamayim, can't she bring this behema as a korban?
No,
because it's an esnan. It's her wages. She can't bring it as a korban. The only that which we pointed out in other words, had we learned karma dramatically differently, perhaps the din of karma would not apply. But once we're learning like Rashi, that we have over here a principle that coming to Dramani is a din in Bezdin, that Bezdin's hands are tied behind their back, but the chiyuv is really on the table, so therefore this animal has the status of esnan. Okay, so this is Rashi's understanding. According to Rashi, So, yes, I'm sorry.
According to Rashi, he says that basin is tied behind, their hands are tied behind their back. What does that mean? I'm just curious, like, why is there a problem with them incurring both knas and also misa? Why is it difficult for them to do that?
Because the Torah ties their hands. The Torah says, im lo yihya ason, when there's not a chiyuv misas basin, then anoshi anesh. The Torah is implying that im yeh ason, if we have misas bezdin on the table, then bezdin is not allowed to anoshi anesh. Anoshi anesh is a monetary punishment. Bezdin is not allowed. This is the way Rashi words the pasuk, the drasha, that whenever there is misas bezdin on the table, bezdin is not allowed to fulfill the punishment of mamon. It's a din within bezdin. This then is extended by Tana de Be'ezkiya. To the world of shogeg, that we say even if the chiyuv misas bezdin is a theoretical chiyuv, b'chol zot bezdin is not allowed to be mechayev tashlumin when we have this theoretical chiyuv. Okay. According to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, can this svara of kamle midirabe minei exist? Can we say that we're dealing over here with the world of Bezdin having its hands tied behind its back? That Bezdin can't deal with the world of Kares and Onesh?
Perhaps not.
What?
Perhaps not.
So here there certainly is room to say that where do we have a world of Bezdin when we have a Misas Bezdin? Namely, when we're dealing in the realm of Bezdin, so Bezdin, when it has on its law books a din of Misa and a din of Tashlumin, Bezdin is not allowed to enforce Tashlumin when there is Misa on the table. But over here we're talking about Kares, a Misa Bidei Shamayim. This is God's realm. What does Bezdin have to do with it? And so therefore, Rav Nechunya ben Hakana has a Zeras Hakosuf. Ason, that even a kares that brings about not have a din of tashlumen, but it's not going to be extended into the Tana de Beit Hiskia. Namely, when you're dealing with a world of Bezdin, so then we can extend it to any situation where this is at least theoretically on the rule books. But if we're dealing over here, we're dealing with a totally different world. This is not a world of Bezdin. This is a world of Kares and Misa Shemayim. So over here, the Ptur of Tashlumen is not because of Bezdin. It's because of Gzeiras HaKosuf, that we are comparing Kares to the world of Misas Bezdin. But we can't speak about it being an issue within Bezdin. If it's not going to be an issue within Bezdin, so then it doesn't lend itself to be extended to Shogeg. Namely, that even though, according to Rashi, the Gemara says we're making Yom Kippur like Shabbos, that's where, you know, where it is stated black and white in the Torah. Where we have over here, Ason, we're dealing over here with that which the Torah is telling us black and white, but to extend it, since over here the Kamei B'Derabinei is a din of Beis Din, that lends itself to be extended. But Kares is not, it can't be a din of Beis Din, so therefore there'd be no extension. So Rashi then over here is Lishitato. Rashi is Lishitato. That since Rashi understands Kamei B'Derabinei as a din within Beis Din, it doesn't lend itself to move over to the din of Nechudya ben Hakana, where we're dealing with the din of Bisa Midei Shamayim. This, the extension of Tana Debech Hiskia, doesn't lend itself to be moved over to the din of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, because Rav Nechunya ben Hakana clearly is not a din in Beis Din. We're talking about Dinei Shamayim. So now we go back to Tosfos. So how did Tosfos explain it? What did Tosfos do? How did Tosfos understand the whole din of Kam Lei B'Derabba Minei? How did Tosfos understand the whole din of Kamei B'Derabba Minei? What alternative is there? Rashi understood Kamei B'Derabba Minei is a din within Beis Din. And therefore, points out Rashi, that in the world of Kamei B'Derabba Minei, we have a chiyuv, Matzeis Yedei Shamayim, and we have a din of Tfisa, because the chiyuv really is there. The chiyuv really is there. It just can't be enforced. So also in the world of Shogeg, the chiyuv is there. It can't be enforced. But however, in the world of Asan, of Kares, Misde Shemayim, we can't say the chiyuv is there, but it can't be enforced. This has nothing to do with Beis Din. So what other alternative is there? What did Menachem point out? Yes?
Like the Svar of Rabba extends it to Misde Shemayim.
In other words, again, we're not talking over here whether we extend Misas Beis Din to Misas Beis Shamayim. Our question is, can we move over to the world of Shogeg? If we say over here that we have an extension to Shogeg, are we going to have an extension to Shogeg also in Misas Beis Shamayim? That's what we're dealing with. So we said that this extension that we find in Kamei B'Derabinei, this is all within the realm of Beis Din. That Beis Din, when it has a chiyuv of Misa, is not allowed to enforce a chiyuv of Mamon. The chiyuv is there, but it's not enforceable. So I guess this is there another way of understanding Kamei B'Derabba Minei? So Tosfos points out, this is Tosfos over there, if you look in Baba Mitzi and Tafsari Alf, where you are, Bo'al Lotzei Svidei Shemayim, V'yim Tomar Da'amrinan, the Perak Ben Zorer Umore, Tosfos had within his Gemara, the Girsa, of Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim. In other words, Rashi puts it into his Perush. Tosfos already had it in the Girsa and the Gemara. So he says, but we have another Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rava Ignevele Dinre B'Machtarta, that Rava had money stolen from him in a Baba Machteret. And this Baba Machteret, with the Torah tells us that if he is killed, there is no onus, there is no responsibility on the person who kills him. Because the Svara is that if he's already coming to rob in this manner, he's also willing to kill in order to be able to fulfill his robbery. And so, Habal Hargacha Hashkem V'Hargav, this person is Chayiv Misa. So this person who had a theoretical death penalty on his head, he stole money from Rava. Ahadrino Niale, and then he felt bad. He wanted to do tshuva. He wanted to return the money to Rava. Lo kiblinu, and Rava refused to accept the money. Amar hoil v'nafa pipun b'derav. Damar haba machter v'natal kelim v'yatsa patur. The b'damim kaninu. The Rava said, "Kamei B'Derabinei. You are chayev misa. You're not chayev mama." So the question is, Amai lo kiblan hachayavim lotzeis liyadei Shamayim. In other words, according to our Gemara, why didn't Rava allow him to give the money? That person wanted to be Yotze Yedei Shamayim. Even in Kamei B'Derabba Minei, the money is the chiyuv is on the table. Just Beis Din can't enforce it. Here he wanted to give the money. So we see that we have sources in Shas that imply that Kamei B'Derabba Minei, that there is really no chiyuv on the table. Not like the Estan Es Asra Torah, that there's really no chiyuv on the table. If we're going to, what would be then the svar of Kamei B'Derabba Minei? So here we'll go back to what Menachem said, that if you do a maisa avera chamura, if you do such an act which is so chamur, then what? Then what do we say about the chiyuv mamon? Then we'll say that, in other words, that the chiyuv mamon is not on the table at all.
Doesn't
get off the ground. The chiyuv mamon doesn't get off the ground. So then we're saying that we have a ma'isa avera chamura, whether it's done the mezid or whether it's done the shodeg, the chiyuv tashlumin don't get off the ground. So also in the case of kares and misas pishamayim, according to Abnechudya ben Akana, according to Abaye, this is also a ma'isa avera chamura. The chiyuv doesn't get off the ground. Then we would make the extension to the world of shogeg, namely that the machlokes over here as to whether we extend the din of tana de bechizkiya to the world of kares, which we said is machlokes rashi betosos, could very well depend as to how one understands kamle midrabamine. That according to Rashi, kamle midrabamine is a din in bezdin. Bezdin can't enforce. But really, there's a chiyuv lasi sidei shamayim. There's really a din of tzvisa. The chiyuv is there all along. When it's a din of bezdin, that can't be extended to the world of karis mitzvah shamayim. But according to Tosfos, we're dealing with a ptur. We're dealing with the fact that when you have a maisa avera chamura, there's no chiyuv mamon on the table at all. It doesn't get off the ground. There's no chiyuv lasi sidei shamayim. There's no din of tzvisa. That's a din, in other words, that is a shita, but that's not what Tosis is working off of. Tosis is assuming that we have a total ptur. If we have a total ptur because of the nature of a ma'asa avera chamura, then that lends itself to be extended to the world of koris and misas bezdin, and whatever we'll say, by kama vidravine, we would say over here as well. Is there a third way of understanding kamei midrabamineh? Just a priori. In other words, here we have Rashi clearly is working with the chiyuv of bezdin. Tosfos clearly is working with the world of ptur. Again, the nafkamina is, in other words, that this, according to Rashi, that this was dafka the misas bezdin. There we have a din of bezdin. Masha Enkein, the Kares, Misa Bidei Shemayim. That there we would not necessarily have the same criteria. According to Tosas, the Maisa Avera Chamura is either Misas Bezdin or Misa Bidei Shemayim. These are one and the same. And whatever we say by Misas Bezdin, we'll say also by Misa Bidei Shemayim. The extension, Tanev de Bechizkiya here, we're making the same extension here. Just asking, in other words, we don't need it to go beyond this in terms of our Tosos, but just for the future in terms of the sugyas, is there a third way perhaps of understanding Kamei Midrabamineh? Yes?
It's maybe a little different, but you could say that Mezid works for one mechanism and Shogeg works for another separate mechanism.
That, in other words, the The Tana de Bechizkiya is simply telling us, it says, Make Adam, Make Behema, whenever we're going to have a tour in the world of Make Adam, it's going to be across the board. In other words, it's not a separate tour shogeg. It says that the tour of, whenever you have a tour mama in a world of Misa, it's going to be across the board. That's Tana de Bechizkiya. Just like the world of Makeh Behema, when you have a Chiyuv Mamam, it's universal. So also in Makeh Adam, where you have Ptur Mamam, that Ptur is universal. In other words, that Tana Bechizkiya, by its nature, is telling us that we don't have over here a separate Ptur, but rather this is built in. However, it's only built in, according to Rashi, when we have a din of Misas Bezdin. It's not built in to the world of Karis. And it's here where we have a din of Misas Bezdin and Makya Adam, then Bezdin, his hands are tied behind its back universally, both in Mezid and in Shogeg. But that, according to Rashi, wouldn't move over to Misi Bidei Shamayim, where that's not a din within Beis Din. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, this has nothing to do with Beis Din. This is saying, when you have a Maisa Aveira Chamura, we have a Ptur Tashlumin, both in Mezid and in Shogin. Rav Nechunya ben Akona tells us that Karei Semisus Beis Din is also Maisa Beis Din Chamura. So then, we make Yom Kippur like Shabbos. B'shogeg, b'mezid, and b'shogeg. We follow straight through. So far we've explained Rashi and Tosso, just asking, is there another way of understanding Kamlei b'dirab aminei? When you kill someone, when Bezdin kills someone, what happens to his money? Well, we have a din generally that when we have Misas Bezdin, then the money becomes Mufkar. It sort of goes to, in other words, that the money no longer belongs to him. If the money no longer belongs to him, then what happens actually when you have a Misas Bezdin in terms of the Chiyuv Tashlumen? You can view it that it's included. Namely, that whenever you have a Misas Bezdin, the Chiyuv Tashlumen is included in the Misas Bezdin. It's not as though you're potter from Tashlumen, but you're going to lose all your money. You're going to lose far beyond that which you owe. You ate a bowl of Cheerios, okay? So you owe 45 cents. But you're going to be Chayav Misa, in other words, for what you did, because this bowl of Cheerios belonged to Hekdesh, and you're Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim. So when you're Chayav Misa, and now your Nechasim no longer belong to you, in other words, everything becomes Mufkar. So to a certain degree, you could say, Kamei D'Rav Aminei, it's not that we have over here the business hands are tied behind its back, but we have a chiyuv on the table. Or that we have a ptur that we don't have a chiyuv to begin with, never get off the ground. But rather, we have a kiyum of the tashlumin within the misas bezdin that we have over here. Yes? I'm sorry.
That human drama is not only from the knas, it's also tashlumin of hezek.
No.
The point isn't you lose the money, the point is the other back is
in other words, we're speaking from the perspective of the perpetrator, not the perspective of the victim. Namely, that whether the money gets to the person or not, and it's not going to get to him. But that's not. The point is that the individual is not only losing his life; he's also losing his money. It's a proper he'ara. We'll come to. I'm just pointing out that there is also a third way of learning that one can say that when you have, in other words, you can have a din of kamei d'rav aminei that Beis Din can't enforce a chiv which is on the table. You could say that the chiv is not on the table at all, or you can say that we have a fulfillment of the chisaron mamon within the chisaron guf, that when you lose your life, then kalachomer, you are also losing your money. That it's a package deal. It's also included. Okay, but this we haven't seen. It's not found over here in Aratosis, etc. Okay, so when Tosis in his first line points out, just going back to where we began, that the Zor she'achal truma b'shogeg, the fact that he pays keren v'chomesh, that's exeris hakasuv, that's l'shitato. That really. That's l'shitato, that really the moment that we have a p'tur b'mezid, we should automatically have a p'tur b'shogeg. The chiyuv doesn't get off the ground. If the Torah tells us that there is a chiyuv, zeres hakasuv. The fact that we have a din of moel b'shogeg, that you have keren v'chomesh, that's zeres hakasuv. But according to Rashi, no. This is not zeres hakasuv. The whole din of the p'tur tashlumen is only b'mezid. There was never a Ptur Tashlumen to begin with in Shogeg in the world of Misas Beis Din. Never got off the ground. Okay. Then Tosfos over here continues that if we put through the grinder of the Cheshbonos of the Sugyos, we're going to have to come up with another explanation for why there should be a din of Zar Shachal Shum v'Shogeg being Chayav. So let's look at the Tosfos. V'im Tomar. You have it? V'im tomar, the fourth line of Tosfos, le'avaye defatar chiyuvei misos bidei shamayim. Again, this whole Tosfos is working within the svara of Abaye, that Rav Nechunya ben Hakone's halacha wasn't only by kares, it's also by misi bidei shamayim. I Rav Nechunya svira le'karevi, do'amar hizid b'me'ila b'misa, again, moving over to the world of Mi'ila, where we said that the Torah doesn't tell us what the chiyuv of Hizid de Mi'ila is. Rav Yehuda HaNasi tells us that it's Misa Bidei Shamayim. Okay, so that means that the world of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana applies to Hizid de Mi'ila. Amai Tanya Beperek Kol Sha'a, this is where we were holding to Tishurim ago, Rashi in Sachim Abed Anaf Kavtes, Ha'ochel Chametz Shel Hekdesh Ha'moed, Yesh Omrim Lomo'a. That we say that if a person ate chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, there is a daya that there is no chiyuv of keren v'chomesh. Why? Amrinan man yesh omrim. Who is the source of that halacha that there would be no chiyuv mamon for being moel? Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. That the source would be Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. That he says that we have this din that whenever you have misas Bezdin, or Kares, that knocks off the Chiyuv Tashlumin. But the problem is, Okevan the Goli Rachmana Gabe Hekdesh Lo Shayach Kamle, Im Lo Kain, Ein Lecha Adam Shemo Behekdesh. We just pointed out that we have a unique Zeras HaKosuv by Me'ila. Because without that Zeras HaKosuv, you would never have a Moel, Beshoget, who would be Chayuv. Im Kain the Pesach Name, the Ika Kares. L'chayev, v'lo havan lan l'meimar, d'kam lay midrava minei. Namely, the moment that we're dealing over here with an exception, so even if it is on Pesach, and even if there is an extension over here, not only of Misas Bezdin, but also of Kares, but we have this exception. We don't apply kam lay midrava minei to the world of Hekdesh. V'chi tema b'misa de Hekdesh dafka goli rachman el armin kam lay midrava minei. And if you want to limit the Gzeres HaKosev to cases of Misas Bezdin, but here, within the Haper, we not only have Misas Bezdin, we also have Kares, because we're dealing with eating Chametz. Then on the level of Hekdesh, we have Misas Bezdin. But from the perspective of Chametz, we have Kares. Maybe that overrides the Gzeres HaKosev. Im Kain, Hoditinan Hasam, Ha'ochel trumas chametz bePesach b'shogeg. But let's take now the case where you have a combination not of me'ila and chametz, but of truma and chametz. That there the Gemara points out two blah later, mishalim keren v'chomesh. That if you eat it b'shogeg, you pay keren v'chomesh. B'mezid pater min ha'tashlumin. Why? B'mezid pater min ha'tashlumin because of Nechunya ben Hakana. So v'hashda b'shogeg nami liftor mishum kares de Pesach dafilu b'shogeg amrinon dekamlei midrabe minei kedamon lekamon bepirkim tosas l'shitasa wherever you have a chiyuv b'mezid we also wherever you have a p'tur b'mezid we also have a p'tur b'shogeg. This is a din of Tana de Bechizkia daf lamed hey. The Tosas says we apply this also to the world of chiyuv b'dei shamayim. So how can we more distinguish between shogeg and mezid? Tana Bechizkia tells us they're the same. Ela al korcha mishum de goli rachmana b'misa de truma b'shogeg lo amina kama b'durab b'minei. So it must be because of our gzeres hakasuv that we began with, that both in me'ila and in truma we have gzeres hakasuv that even though in mezid you're patur, b'shogeg you are going to be chayev. And we see we apply the Gzeres HaKosuv even when we have Kares in the hopper. Not only Misas Bezdin. Lo amina dafka Misa de Goli Goli. Avo ki ika Kares lo. Namely, that Tosus was bothered that we appear to have a distinction, a problem between the world of Me'ila and the world of Truma. Up to now, with your permission, erase what we have on the board, because it's very hard to understand anything at this point. Ila, and we have the world of Truma. We're working in the world of Me'ila according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, according to Rabbi. That if a person is Moel B'mezid according to Rabbi, there's going to be Misa B'dei Shamayim. When we have a case of a Zar Sha'achal Truma, so B'mezid, we have a din of Misa B'dei Shamayim. Okay? What about the Tashlumin in this world when you are Moel B'mezid? So the Tashlumin fall off. When over here the Tashlumin fall off. This is, we're working according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, according to Abaye. Not only when you have Kares, but even when you have Misas Bezdin, that knocks off the Tashlumin. Okay? What if we're dealing with the case of Shogeg? So in the case of Shogeg, here we have the Torah telling us that one pays Keren v'chomesh. According to Rashi, this is Kafta v'Ferach. This is wonderful. With the whole din of Rav Nechunya ben Akona was amazing, not b'Shogeg. I, in the world of coming with Rabbeinu, we have Tana de Bechizkiya, that whatever we say in Mezid, we say also in Shogeg. According to Rashi, that's a din in Bezdin. That's a din in coming with Rabbeinu. We can't apply it over here, we're talking about Misa B'dei Shamayim. We have a din that the Mezid, we have a Tur Tashlumin, but in Shogeg, we have Tashlumin. But according to Tosfos, we saw no. Rav Nechunya ben Akona is extending the whole package of coming with Rabbeinu to the world of B'dei Shamayim. Just as there's no chiv on the table over in the world coming to Rabbeinu, there's no chiv on the table in the world of Misas Bezdin and of Karis. And so, why in the world do we have Keren V'chomesh in these cases? So Tosos had to say that, so again, according to Rashi, this is fine, right? But the whole din of Nechunya ben Akona was said by Mezid, not by Shogeg. According to Tosfos, this line over here is a Gzeiras Hakos. Okay. But then what Tosis does is he throws another factor into the equation. What if we're dealing over here with Chametz B'Pesach? Namely, Chametz on Pesach that belongs to Hekdesh, or Chametz on Pesach, which is also Truma. We add in one more factor. We add in also, what are we adding in over here? We're adding in Kares. Here we have Misa B'dei Shamayim, Misa B'dei Shamayim. Now we're going to add in plus Karis. Okay, the poor fellow. Right? He is really messing himself up. Namely, he's eating both Chametz on Pesach and Hekdesh, or both Chametz on Pesach and Truma. On the Hekdesh, Misa B'dei Shamayim. On the Truma, Misa B'dei Shamayim. On the Chametz, now we have an inclusion also of Karis. What happens if this is done b'shogeg? What happens if this is done b'shogeg? So in the world of Me'ila, we have a Gemara that tells us that in this case, when we add in Chametz on Pesach, the Keren V'Chomesh are knocked off. Where do we have the Gzeira Sakosuv? That's when you only have Misa B'dei Shamayim. When you have Kares as well, that knocks off the Keren V'Chomesh. But in the world of Truma, the Gemara tells us that the Keren V'Chomesh remain. Why should that be? If over here the Kares knocks off the Keren V'Chomesh, why shouldn't the Kares knock off the Keren V'Chomesh over here? That's where Tosis currently is standing. That's his problem. Namely, everything up to now we were fine. We had Gzeiras HaKosev. So now we're saying we're going to limit the Gzeiras HaKosev to a case where you have Misa B'dei Shamayim, when you have Kares, it's going to knock it off. So if it knocks it off over here, why shouldn't it knock it off over here as well? So Tosfos says there is another reason for why Keren V'Chomesh would not be undone. Again, according to Rashi, Keren V'Chomesh is never undone in any of these cases, because the whole din of Rav Nechunya ben Akona was only said b'mezid, not b'shogeg. That's Rashi's understanding of Rav Nechunya ben Akoina. Tosfos understood, no. Rav Nechunya ben Akoina compared Mises, Bezdin, and Karis to the world of Kohen Bidrabine. There, there's no Chiyuv Tashlum on the table. Here, there should be no Chiyuv Tashlum on the table. Gzeres HaKosev, we have Gzeres HaKosev. But we see that the Gzeres HaKosev is limited. If the Gzeres HaKosev is limited, why is it not limited over here? So that's what we're up to in Tosfos. And Tosfos points out that we have a different explanation. V'yesh lomar, two lines from the bottom of the thin lines. The shiny shogeg de truma, mishum de tashlumin dide kapara velo mamona. What over here is Tosfos telling us? What is this din of coming midrabine, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that when there is misa, there's no tashlumin? What type of tashlumin falls off and what type doesn't fall off? The Torah says, Im lo ye ason anoshi anesh. Right? If there's going to be an ason when there's a chi of misa, then we're not going to be ma'anish. What is ma'anish refer to? A payment which is a punishment. When you have a payment which is a punishment, that is overridden by misas bezdin. That's then of coming to rabbinay. According to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that is overridden by kares, misa bidei shemayim, a punishment is overridden. But what other type of payments can we have? A kapara, an atonement. An atonement is a totally different realm. An atonement is not a punishment. An atonement is a zchut. It's something that it's a merit, that you merit atonement. And so when we're dealing in the world of punishments, we say the punishment of Mises Bezdin overrides the punishment of Mammon. The punishment of Kares, or Mises De Shemayim, will override a punishment of Mammon. But if we're dealing with a Kapara, that's a totally different realm. That's apples and oranges. And so what Tosfos is telling us is that in the world of Truma, the fact that when you eat it B'Shogeg, you pay Pekaren B'Chomesh, this is a kapara. What about the world of Me'ila, that you pay Karen B'Chomesh? That's an omesh. Question is, why distinguish? In other words, we have two psukim in the Torah that tell us that sometimes you not only pay back that which you were nehene, but you have to pay it back with ribis, with 20% interest, because you're playing with fire, you're dealing with hektesh, you're dealing with truma. And one of them, we say, is going to be knocked off by kares. But the other one, even though we have kares, is not going to be knocked off, because it's apples and oranges. Kares can knock off an onesh. The onesh, misa bidei shamayim, will knock off the onesh of mamon. But over here, this kares, this onesh, is not going to knock off a kapara. Okay. So, do you have any explanation of what's going on over here? What's the difference between truma and hektesh? Why are we going to view that when you eat hektesh, b'shogeg, that then you're paying keren b'chomesh as an onesh? You should have been more careful in terms of what you're doing, and we're going to punish you. Masha enkein, when you ate truma b'shogeg, then we say, oh, the fact you're paying keren b'chomesh, that's a kapara. Where are we starting off from? Which of these should be the rule and which is the exception? If, let's say, this had neither been hekdesh nor truma, stop. You go into your friend's house and you go ahead and you see a box of Cheerios and you think that it's hefker and you go ahead and eat, and the friend comes to you and say, hey, you ate my Cheerios. You know, you owe me 45 cents. What is that? Is that onesh or kapara? That's onesh. You're a gazel, right? You're a gazlan b'shogeg. When you're a gazlan b'shogeg, there is an onesh. You are now punished that you have to pay for what you did, even though you didn't intend it, but you have to pay. What basically are we saying over here? That in terms of me'ila and in terms of truma, which of these is similar to the world of hediyot and which not? Me'ila. Namely that when you are eating hektesh, what are you doing? You're stealing from hektesh, namely that there is an ownership called hektesh. Just like there is an ownership called Reuven and Shimon, there's also an ownership called hektesh. There's a gizmo, there is a treasurer who is in charge of the bank account of hektesh. Hektesh is an entity. It's a halachic entity that has ownership. If you go ahead and you are being nana from Hekdesh, you are intruding on Hekdesh's ownership. You're a gazlan. You're being gozel Hekdesh. That brings about an onesh. However, in the world of truma, here, according to Tosos, what the Torah is telling us is what? Who owns Hekdesh? No, sorry. Who owns Truma? Who owns Hekdesh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns Hekdesh. Right? You're a gazlan from the world of Hekdesh. You're a gazlan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who owns Truma? In other words, not Kohen X or Kohen Y. Right? The Kahuna. The Kahuna. There's this amorphous thing called the Kahuna that owns it. There is no bailing over this particular Hekdesh. So why are you paying? When we say that you're chayav misa bidei shamayim, the Torah uses the phrase umetsu bo ki yichaluluhu. That the issue is not one of gezel. The issue is one of chivul. That when you have kodesh, there's kodesh, and there is chol. Right? The Kodesh has to be used in a certain context. If you break that context, that's a chivul. Like if you, like the concept of a chalala. So over here, the kapara is for the chivul. Like you have a chivul Hashem. It's for profaning the kedusha of, namely that we don't have the din of gezel within the world of truma. Now how does Tosfos know that? Maybe really there is a concept of ownership of the Shevet Kahuna. So let's continue in Tosfos. The Tashlumin Didei, says Tosfos, Tashlumin of Hekdesh, Kapara Hu Velo Mamona, Tashlumin, I'm sorry, of Truma, Kapara Hu Velo Mamona, Kidamir Maseches Trumos, the Imratza Kohen Limchol, Eino Yochol Limchol, Mishum Delo Have Mamon, Ela Kapara. What over here is Tosfos telling us? That let's say you want to go to, you know, it's you go ahead and you tell the Kohen, the truma, I have an apple tree. I want to give you the truma. And he says, I'm ochel. Keep it. I'm ochel. Don't give it to me. So were it to be a world of gezel, so in gezel you can be mochel. Say, in other words, I'm ochel on my Bibles. But over here, this is a world of kadosh. The Easter of a zar eating truma is chilul. The Kohen can't be mochel on chilul. The Kohen could be mochel on gezel. He could say, that which is coming to me b'mamanos, that which I own, you know, it's key, you keep. But if we're dealing over here with the world of chilul, eno yachol limchol, since the Gemara and Meseches Trumos, the Mishnah Paskins, imratza Kohen, Limchol, ein yachol limchol. So it says, mishum delo have mamon, ela kapara. Okay, so that's proof number one. Proof number two. What would you say about the following situation? Let's say we have a czar who is the owner of Truma. How can you have a czar who's the owner of Truma? His grandfather was a Kohen. His mother's father was a Kohen. And his grandfather passed away. And he was Yoresh, the Truma of the grandfather. The Mamanos, it's now his. And he goes ahead and the Shogeg, he eats it, not knowing that it's Truma. Is he Chayev Karen V'chomesh? So the Tosfos continues and points out, Afilu Ochel Trumas Atzmo Delo Gazal Midei. Even a situation where there is no gezela, because it belongs to him, mishalem kapara la'atzmo, he still has to pay keren v'chomesh. It'll turn out that he'll pay keren to himself, v'chomesh l'kohen. It'll turn out he'll only pay 20% as opposed to 120%, because he'd be paying himself, but he has to pay, because this is not a payment. This is an issue of chivul, that unintentionally he defiled, he profaned, the kedusha of the truma by eating it. Aval Karen Bachomash al Hekdesh points out, Eno Mishum Kapara. Ela Mishalem Mamon Shigot El Shamin Mamon. She gozal hektish. Okay? That's the teda, the betruma chayav, mishum de kapara hu, velo mishum de kevan de goli goli, the harava, the lopater benisa, mitam kimadravmine, mitam alo mishtar ochel trumas chamis of pesach, levade mishum kapara hu. And what we pointed out was that within the world of Mi'ila, whether you're going to be chayav karen v'chomesh or not be chayav karen v'chomesh, is a question of gzeras hakosuv. You have gzeras hakosuv, generally you're chayav karen v'chomesh. This gzeras hakosuv exists in misi b'dei shamayim, doesn't exist in karis. We pointed out that in the world of truma, that this payment is not gzeras hakosuv. Because had it been gzeras hakosuv, it should have the same standards as over here. But rather, it's a kapara. So Tosis points out, the proof of the pudding is that Rava, who doesn't apply the whole principle of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana to Nisi Bidei Shamayim, still has this halacha of Karen Bechomesh, even in a case of Karis. And in the case of Karis, there's no Gzeres HaKosev. The whole Gzeres HaKosev was a Nisi Bidei Shamayim. In Karis, shouldn't this not go off Karen Bechomesh? The answer is, it's a kapara. Even according to Rava, kapara is not going to be knocked off. Then Tosis continues just to he was bothered that it, in other words, that if we're assuming it's a kapara or an onesh, so we're saying the onesh is overridden by kares, the kapara is not overridden. Bilchora, there should be other nafkaminas as well in terms of how we relate to an onesh or how we relate to a kapara. So Tosis, just to finish the Tosis, you tomar, hodit namaperek nosin. We have the following Gemara. Kohenes shenis arif v'vlada v'vlad shivchasa. We have a situation where you have two babies. One of them is a Kohen, and one of them is an Eved. And these two get mixed up one with the other. We don't know who is the Kohen and who is the Eved. So when they get older, the halach is shichrulu ze'etze. Each of them is meshachrir the other one. Namely, if I'm the Kohen and you're the Eved, I'll be meshachrir you. If you're the Kohen and I'm the Eved, be meshachrir me. That way, at least we have over here now a mix-up between a Kohen and a Yisrael, not between a Kohen and an Eved. So we have these two babies will be Safik Kohen when they grow up. V'chein, Safik Ben Tisha L'Rishon Ben Zayin L'Acheron. We have a woman who was married to a Kohen, and her husband passes away. She remarries to a Yisrael. And she has a baby, and it's unclear whether this baby is the baby of her first husband, and it was born after 7 months, or it's a baby to her second husband, and it was born after 9 months. So again, we have a baby who was a Safek Kohen. So we have a situation, what is the din of a Safek Kohen in terms of Truma? The Amrinan, so should a Safek Kohen eat Truma? Certainly not, right? Because maybe he's not a Kohen. Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. What if he ate truma? Should he pay keren v'chomesh? The amrinan im achul b'truma ein mishalman keren v'chomesh. Now, what does that seem to imply? If keren v'chomesh is an onesh, then maybe you're stealing from truma. So, if you're a suffolk, you're not sure if you stole or not. What is the halacha? Hamotzi mechaveiro alav harayo. You don't pay unless it's certain that you owe the money. But if it's a kapara, and you're not sure whether you owe the kapara, so what would we say? Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, you should pay the kapara. So over here, l'chumra, if we have a gemara that tells us that a safek kohen doesn't pay the keren v'chomesh, what does that seem to imply? That keren v'chomesh is an onesh or a kapara? It appears it's an onesh. That's Tosis's question. Va'amai came in the kapara hu l'chayevo misafek. So Tosis over here now is going to put everything he said earlier in a bit of a different context. V'yesh lomar devadai tzrichin l'hafrish, aval ein nosnin l'kohen. That when the Torah said that if this individual ate truma, that he doesn't have to pay keren v'chomesh, what it means is he certainly has to set aside the keren v'chomesh, just doesn't have to give it to the kohen. which means ulefize tzarech lomar the hakapara tuliya b'hafrasha v'ha de ein kohen yocholim chol haynu linyan shelo yihye tzarech l'hafrish aval la'achar shehifrish yocholim chol lo shehu shelo. And when we pointed out that hekdesh is an entity, it's a vitus, as opposed to truma, that's mamon kahuna, that's not an entity. That's up to what point do we say that truma is this amorphous unentity, non-entity? Up to what point? Up to the point of hafrasha. But once already the truma has been mufrash, then it belongs to the kohen to whom it is given. Namely, that in the world of truma we have two stages. We have the stage before it is set aside, when it's still in potential, and we have the stage after it's been set aside, then already it already has the status of being mamon kohen. So when we speak about the kapara, we're speaking about where the tzar was, you know, ate at a stage when it was still in potential, where it hadn't yet been given to a kohen. Once it's already been set aside and given to a kohen, then it's considered to be the mamon of that particular kohen. But when it's still in its pre-stage, in the stage where it has not yet been given to Kohen A or Kohen B, then we speak about the fact that we have a kapara, we have the concept of kilul. Okay? So what Tosfos is doing is you have to put it back into previous. When Tosfos says in Ratzah Kohen Limchol, and a Yochol Limchol, that's at the stage of the pre-hafrasha. That's when it's still in potential. The Kohen can't be mocha and say, oh, don't be mafrish. Don't be mafrish truma. The Kohen can't tell you don't be mafrish truma. That you have to be mafrish because it's a kapara. But once it's already been hufrush and we want to give it to the Kohen, then it's already mamon Kohen and the Kohen can be mochel. Okay, so we have then, just to summarize what we've seen today, is that we have a din of Kamalei min derabamine that was extended by Rav Nechunya ben Hakana to the world of Kares, according to Rava, and Misa bidei Shamayim, according to Abaye. Misa bidei Shamayim, certainly Kares, also Misa bidei Shamayim. As we saw in the world of Kamalei min derabamine, this extended Tana the Beit Hiskia to the world of Shogeg. Is Rav Nechunya ben Hakana's halacha also extended to the world of Shogeg? According to Tosfos, yes. According to Rashi, no. And we said, why? Why should we have such a machlokes? So we said, maybe it depends as to how they view Kamei Midravine in the first place. If you view Kamei Midravine like Tosfos, that the Chiyuv never got off the ground, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumen, and this is both in Mezid and in Shogeg, who had been over here? The moment you have an Aveira Chamura, Misa Bidei Adam, Kares, Misa Bidei Shemayim, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumen. We have an exact equation. Also Yom Kippur, Kishasas. That's Tosfos. According to Rashi, no. Kamei Midravine is not that there's no Chiyuv on the ground because you have an Aveira Chamura. It's a din in Beis Din. Certainly there's a Chiyuv on the ground. There's a din of Latzis Yidei Shemayim. There's a din of tfisa, but Beis Din can't enforce it. That whole din of Beis Din enforcing, that's when we're talking about Misas Beis Din. We're talking about that which is in the realm of Beis Din. Kares, Misim Bnei Shemayim, this isn't in the realm of Beis Din. There's nothing to do with Beis Din. And so therefore, there, that which we have, Xeris HaKosu, Asan, we have a Keturi Tashulman. But to extend it to the world of Tanan de Bechiskia, to extend it to the world of Kares, Mapito. That's the din within Beis Din. Kamei Midravine is and this is these are two different realms. That's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So when we got down to the world of a zar eating truma b'shogeg being chayav keren b'chomesh, or someone being moel b'shogeg being chayav keren b'chomesh, going to Rashi, Madai. Even though there's karis on the table, but who cares? Even with misu de shemayim on the table, who cares? This is shogeg. In shogeg, we have a din of tashlumen. But according to Tosfos, this is all one kid in caboodle. And we say that whenever you're going to have a p'tur, amazing, you have a p'tur in Shogeg, it's all, what's Keren B'chomesh doing over here? Tosfos had to say Zeres HaKosuv. But then Tosfos got into hot water, because when we add in the factor of Chametz, so then we had also a world of Kares, and here we see that everything falls apart. The Keren B'Chomesh over here fall off, but the Keren B'Chomesh over here remain. So here Tosfos had to come on to another Svara, the Svara of Kapara. And the Kapara, that would override Kamei Midrabbinei. Onesh, that's the role of Kamei Midrabbinei. You realize that there could be a Rishon, and there is a Rishon, but we're not going to learn him now because he's in Psachim. That's the Baal Hamor, who says this is also Kapara. That he was also a din of Kapara. Keren B'Chomesh is a din of Kapara. That, you know, where it's that you have to, that over here also you have Kilul Kodesh, etc. But Tosfos, again, didn't say that. And then Tosfos pointed out that this distinction between Onesh and Kapara, between Gezel and Chivul, is only when we're dealing with Truma pre-Hafrasha. But after the Truma has already been Mufrash, then just like we have a concept of an ownership of Hekdesh, we also have a concept of an ownership of a Kohen, then it can be Mochel, etc. Okay, that's what we have over here, our Regalachas, in this Sugya. What I wanted to do before we have the break is at least to give you terminology that will be helpful when we're going to deal with Kamei Midrabbinei. That now we know that there are different approaches to Kamei Midrabbinei. And we pointed out that theoretically there are three approaches. We've seen two of them. One approach is that we simply, the moment you have a Maisa Avera Chamura, Tashulman is not in the picture. The second is Tashulman is very much in the picture, but Beis Din is limited in terms of its enforceability. But we'd have a din of Vosis Tei Shamayim, we would have a din of Fisa. And the third is that maybe when Beis Din actually fulfills the Misas Beis Din, then the Chiyuv of Tashlumen is also Mekuyam. That when the person loses his life, he's also losing his money. But then, of course, you realize that you couldn't expand it to Tana Devei Piskia. That would only be when you have a Misas Beis Din which is actualized. It would not be for a theoretical Misas Beis Din. It would only be for an actual Mises Beis Din. Then the Tana Devei Piskia is not agreed by everyone. So if you're going to hold the Kamei Midrabbinei without Tana Devei Piskia, you're not going to expand it. So then, you know, we have to ask ourselves why. That would be a possible explanation. Okay, my suggestion is that you now, at this point, we learn Tublat, to take next to today and tomorrow to do a Chazara, whatever you can, on that which we've learned. You can continue the Chazara if you want to, also in today Nasmanim. And Belineder, the Nusman begins on a Monday, so then I'll give you Mar Makomos, that you'll have for Monday, Tuesday, for the Shir on that Wednesday. But I'd rather, at this point, that we try to digest that which we've already learned, rather than begin learning now and then, you know, continue in 2 weeks. Okay? So we should all have a Gemara Chasina Tova. Belineder.